us. Where do you know from it? Where do you know?
So it was not when I was 15, but later when I was about 20, I subscribed the China Under Reconstruction. It was a very simple magazine, once a monthly, by the state, published by the state in the foreign countries, in German and in English, and I don't know which other. And it has a wonderful part of photography.
So of the answer,
It was all over China. It was very, very simple. But I liked the way of the aesthetics of it. It was this post-Maoist time, and the aesthetics were pre-capitalist. And then, but I stopped after some years. I stopped the subscription, and just now, after 20 years, when I moved my stuff, I found them. I saw I still have them.
My Yangtze River is like some cultural signature in Chinese ancient poems or ancient articles, something like that. So it's more historical connection in between Chinese guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about your projects. Yeah. And I'm curious, is can I call it Swimmer Agency? Swimmer Agency.
Yes.
But it is German.
It's German. It is, and the meaning is Swimmer Agency.
Swimmer Agency.
Yeah, and we translated into Chinese, so you can also translate it to English.
How to pronounce it in German?
Agentur Schwimmer.
Agentur Schwimmer. Agentur Schwimmer. Okay.
Schwimmer.
Agentur Schwimmer. Is it a serious agency? Like anyone else? Any others?
In aspects of commercial business, it's not serious.
Okay.
Because it's a serious art project.
Art project.
But we can sell the images, but we don't have to. So we have the technical arrangement to sell and to download the full resolution images for editors or users who want to pay for it, but it's not the aim. It's just if we say we function as a news image agency, we must function. It's a part of the model that it functions.
Yeah.
But it's not the aim, because we should offer completely different images if we would really like to sell images, because these images are usually not, it's not very profitable to sell them. Because maybe they are not not spectacular enough, but from time to time it happens. And so now we are in kind of the second step of the work with the agency, so and the third step follows. So the first step was just to set up the concept and the technical arrangement, get the funding for the technical, because the website looks simple, but it is very complicated to program it.
It's too much of photos, right?
Yeah, but take the structure of search functions, order, or sorting it, and downloading.
Okay.
It needed like a year's work, just programming it.
Wow.
It would have been faster if we would have had more money and more people would work on it.
Right.
But we had to do it on a low level. We had a good funding for German related to other German projects like this, but it wasn't, we couldn't pay the market prices for the programmers. So it took quite a long time. This was the first step.
The structures.
And in August 2013, the first version was online, and we started to the second phase started when we were looking for participants. So this is what happens now. We are, the main focus of the work is to find good material and to still develop the structure, and the next step, I think we will start with it in autumn, is to look how is the distribution, to go to the social networks. We are a little bit in it now, but it needs time. You need to spend a lot of time to really implement it. And to make the editors know about us. And what I already did, like applying for this residency here, is to, in the art context, to get it implemented more into the art context. This is, of course, now already done.
Okay.
So I'm always communicating with art people, but it is a kind of a... what is the word for it? It's a double character. It's it has a character in the cultural cultural life and also in the real life.
Cultural life and real life.
So it's
hybrid. Okay. What kind of wires?
I brought two glasses.
No, he bought this one. I got this one.
Ah.
So I'm okay.
I didn't get your question, sorry.
Who will buy your picture on your online? What kind of people would like to pay for it?
By now it wasn't often, but it was magazines. So. Newspaper and magazine.
What kind of?
Just
news magazine.
Usual German papers asked for it. Because I was in a talk by a Bangladesh woman, and I was the only one in Berlin who had it.
Yeah.
That's why they found me.
It
was about. Trade unions, textile workers, trade unions in Bangladesh, because Bangladesh is doing all our, more than China, all our cheap textile.
And I'm curious that are you a journalist or something? Do you have the license? But how can you get into all of these national conferences and? Okay. Got it. And to the artistic area, and how do you think to begin to start all of this thing?
It started with my own photography, because I was in a political event, and I thought it is what I see there. Is very different from what I see when I look into the newspaper or if I see the video in the news. And I thought there is a very interesting. I thought it's very important to show the people also the not news aspects of this event.
Okay.
So the news aspects are this and this agreement is done by this and this politician.
Right.
And they show whether they are friendly to each other or not so friendly. And that's the news aspect, usually.
Yes.
And some backgrounds. and the press conference. Mm-hmm. But there are the non-news aspects, which are how are they working? What is the structure of working? So, because politicians are very isolated from society, mm-hmm. it's my feeling.
Yes, yes.
Also in Germany, I think in the bigger the country, the more isolated they are.
Okay.
And maybe in Switzerland it's a bit less because the system is working different, okay. but generally it is a practical thing. It's not that they don't want it, mm-hmm. but so the working conditions, they are part of the decision making. This mm-hmm. is my yes. My belief.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think it's important to know more about how they do, how they interact.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, of course, I could do it like a social sociologist,
mm-hmm.
but I am an artist.
Oh.
So, yeah. And for me, the image as a quality, an aesthetic quality,
mm-hmm.
is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my tool. My
yes.
tool is the image, to
yes.
find images.
Mm-hmm.
So my way to study this background mm-hmm. is photo, is
yes.
the image.
Before that, you take photos also. What kind of photos did you take?
Before that, it was kind of a street photography.
Okay.
So I went to cities, small cities. Everywhere I was, I took pictures. So I was looking for, I called it on-site sculpture.
On-site.
So if you have a sculpture, maybe in the park, and there
yes,
was an
yeah,
artist who
yeah,
did it,
yeah.
but you can also say this
uh-huh.
piece there, uh-huh. in this little difference in the wall,
yeah.
in this corner,
uh-huh.
it if you make a photo of this, you can understand it as a sculpture.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's the best example, but you can find very interesting sculptures on the street if you really look at the
okay.
street very closely.
Yeah. You mean it is not by on purpose,
not
made
you know,
into the sculpture.
The sculpture beyond purpose.
Yeah. Okay.
Just that's usually these sculptures happen because something was there before and later somebody added something
mm-hmm.
and something else happened. So you have the combination of different layers
uh-huh.
of time.
Uh-huh.
And so sometimes you have stairs. But there's a wall. The stairs end in the wall
okay,
because
yeah.
nobody needs the door anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was too much trouble to delete the stairs.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So the stairs become kind of a sculpture because they have no meaning.
It has
no
use.
No
yeah.
use anymore.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This was the way I took pictures before.
Uh-huh.
So you see, it is the to look closely,
uh-huh.
this is still the same.
Ah, it's still the same with
what I do now.
Yes.
And also, if I am in an event where I want to, so yesterday when I did the training,
mm-hmm.
The shooting at the training, there was some microphone, some speakers,
mm-hmm.
and the speakers, they looked a little bit like sculptures too, and how they arranged the distances from each other, they placed something in between. So, and then I try to also to have it, to have the view as a sculpture
mm-hmm.
inside this very normal training situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to combine the
observation of the interaction of the people mm-hmm. to this more abstract abstract way of seeing it.
Yes, that's my question following. What kind of, what made your pictures outstanding of all of the anyone's Instagram, you know, the photos? I would like to take a photo your school with my phone about the little drops and mm-hmm. the, something else. But I cannot be you. Why?
I mean, it is really outstanding. This is something the viewer has to find out. Okay. I can just do the best I can. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe a general difference, but Instagram is millions of people. They have millions of different ideas and brains, so I cannot talk about them. Mm-hmm. And I have just some friends who use it. I never use it. So they always show me. And they have this general way of making it looking old or looking better. Uh-huh. This general processing of images, which I think is, this is fashion. This is not according to what is... This has no relation to what you see.
Okay.
It is, I think if you have a media, you should know why you use the media, or should have, maybe not know, but have an idea.
Okay.
And if you want to have the look of analog, old chemical photography, mm-hmm. my opinion is you should use chemical photography.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, you are using the chemical.
No, I don't do, because, but my photos, they don't have this look.
Okay.
I don't use this look.
Okay.
Sometimes I use analog, but not in this project. It's just too complicated.
Oh.
Too slow.
Yes.
Everything is very slow, so I just cannot, I have not enough time to think. And I don't see a real reason why analog with my subjects. That's the main thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But many people told me, why are you starting a new website? There is a Flickr, everything is in Flickr.
Sure.
But
you don't need to, start your own website.
But I think it's important because we set the context. We contextualize the photos we upload.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a relation between the agriculture we show in the Shanghai
mm-hmm.
series and the agriculture we show from Germany or Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what will follow in summer, to connect the and to make them interact.
Okay.
Because they will be in not site related. Like now they are all Shanghai.
Yes.
But they will be subject related.
Okay.
So I think that you have the background thinking over this is a model of a news image agency. So you always have the question in your head,
okay.
When you watch it, this could appear in a newspaper. How would it change a newspaper if I have this photo of a participant, which is just a photo of a person who has another job, who is not professional? But how would it change the news,
mm-hmm.
the understanding of what news
mm-hmm.
is? If we, there is one participant, he took care about his grandfather in a hospital in
mm-hmm.
Jiangxi,
mm-hmm.
and he's a part-time job wedding photographer.
Okay.
He's still studying
chemistry, uh-huh. but he's very professional on the weekend jobs. But he in this hospital, he was only with his mobile phone. And he was 3 days, and his grandfather was there, and he took some photos in the hospital, and I told them, please, no patients if you go to hospital. And I think he wouldn't have done it anyway. So he has a very sensitive photos of this hospital, on the parts of the beds, part of the screens, some medical arrangement. And you have a very strong feeling about the hospital. And I would really like to see such a very delicate view on a hospital, not always what I always see in the press about machinery and nurses and so. And I think this is a very good example how the idea of this is a press agency,
yes,
can change the idea of the possibilities of press.
Yes.
Photography,
uh-huh.
into the non-spectacular and sensitive arrangement. I know it is not working because press is working. It's an economic. It's a business.
Yes.
It's clear. It's not. I don't blame it. It seems like that,
uh-huh.
but it doesn't. What? Sorry.
That's okay. It doesn't show the real world.
It doesn't mean that I cannot think it differently as a fiction.
Okay.
I cannot be. I'm not prevented. I'm not prohibited to set up an ideal or not. No, it's not ideal. Alternative way of press. Although I know it's not a realistic way, because it wouldn't work in the reality we have in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But some people might be interested to follow this fiction,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of what could be press photography. I talk only about photography, not about text.
Okay. And the photographs that you talked about. In the hospital,
mm-hmm.
are they shown in the exhibition?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I miss it.
Some of them, yeah, it's in the book, because
okay,
the book
okay. it's in the
is
book.
What the participants did.
Okay. And about the participants,
mm-hmm.
How do you train them or how do you teach them?
It was open call, so yeah. they came to the first artist talk I gave in the Ram Museum,
mm-hmm.
and so first meeting was again like a bit like in the artist talk to demonstrate what the project is,
mm-hmm.
to go more deep into
are
the character.
Both,
of the
are they
project.
All the fans of photographer or fans of artist art?
I think yes, otherwise they wouldn't come.
Okay, yeah. It's volunteer, right?
Yeah, it's
okay.
volunteer, so they don't pay me, I don't pay them.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So they had just, and they have all jobs or they are studying,
uh-huh.
so they have a full day.
Okay.
And we always met in the evening.
Yes.
They are really busy, it's just. So,
what kind of philosopher did you tell them?
I think so. The first day was the, and the next meeting was already that they bring their photography.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, it was in the first meeting what they did sometime before, and they thought it might be work together with the subjects.
Mm-hmm.
And so we discussed each photo, so or not each photo, but we looked at the series,
mm-hmm.
and then we I picked some photos, and from this single photo, I started to talk about what is interesting about it, and if they, and I think they were quite astonished
about what?
What you can pick in the photos, what you can see. And I have the feeling that maybe this could be why they liked the work, because they regularly came every week, and the meetings were long, like 3-4 hours.
Wow. Okay.
So, and they were, they didn't, they were not tired. So,
excited.
But to really to know it, you have to ask them. So I, because it's, we had to do it with translator, so it's maybe it's not so. If I ask them what was good about it, I don't know whether it would make so much sense.
And about your agency, do you have some I don't know co-workers or colleagues or some partners? Yes.
Yeah, I started with a partner with whom I already do the Büro Schwimmer, which is. Office, Schwimmer office, Schwimmer office.
Okay.
He's
Büro,
architect.
Yeah, I know
it. He is architect and I'm artist.
Okay.
So, and if we sometimes we organize projects together, like the one here. So, and if we do this organizing work, not as authors, but as curators, or we do it under the roof of the office Schwimmer, the Büro Schwimmer. So this was an exhibition on the waters of Berlin. And he was like... the partner, but now he has too much other things to do and too much economical pressure also.
Okay.
So that he just has jobs and so on that he paused. And but now there is a man from Sofia, from Bulgaria. So in February I was in Bulgaria, and the man, one person in Bulgaria, he is responsible. He really went into the project, and now he's almost like a full partner already,
so
after half a year.
Okay.
So yeah, it's not, of course, not enough, but if you cannot give jobs, it's, you know, it's, you are from a business paper, so you know that things are difficult. And the funding is always on a very low level. But it's necessary to have one person really to have a real high-level talk about the concept and the procedure.
It's not all by own.
Yeah, you cannot. I cannot do it all on my
by my
own brain.
Yes. Okay. And of all of these works, you are maybe in Shanghai. You are invited in here, coming here, right? And about other countries, other places, are you all invited?
Or Sofia was also invitation.
Yes.
And in Berlin, I just do what I think is interesting.
And you just want to be there, and you go there by yourself. And how do you start? How do you start to, I don't know, pick the, choose the structure, choose the, what would I picture, what would I take a photo? I mean the agriculture and the industry. And
so here in China, so we,
it was very hard to get into what I thought was really important here, is the all the business and the production. I had two assistants, but it was really closed. You have to know people.
Yeah.
But these people, they were very smart, but they didn't know anyone.
Yes, but you can just go into a factory and let them open the door, and you go there.
And this doesn't work because there's a guard, and the guard says,
"What do you want?
To whom do you want to talk?" And then you say, "Is there?" You do it. Of course, you do it. You research in internet, and then you contact them. Mm-hmm. But this is already the starting point, and that they have no department for public affairs, public relations,
PR.
Yeah. And then you go to the marketing, which I do also when I, in Germany, I would take pictures in factories. Mm-hmm. I just call the marketing department, but they are not so much in pressure like here. So very often they say, yes, when do you want to come?
Yes, I mean, I see you're taking, you have some photos in the factory in EU, right? EU.
Okay.
And it's also like that. Okay, that's okay. But, and do you always focus on the business part and on the industry part and politics, right?
Yeah, because we are a model of just news images, so we have the same priorities. So the priorities start with the politics, which is closed for me here in China. So in China, we just didn't touch it.
Okay.
So economy is the second part because. I mean, I just want to know why things are like they are.
Yeah,
this is a very simple question.
And the real world, how does it run?
Yeah. And therefore, the politics and the official politics and the economy they are the strongest factors in our reality.
Mm-hmm.
Culture is usually more like a comment on
yes. And culture, it is not that difficult to get close to.
Yeah, this is easy, but it's not such a societal power.
Yes.
Also the very established culture is working as a comment on what is going on in society, not so much as a giving the direction.
Yes.
We can cry on it or not, but it is the fact, I think.
Okay.
So that's why culture, and for me, is of course a joke because I come from culture, and if I say, "Yeah, culture is not important," it's always
you
like
are part
a joke.
Of culture, right?
Yeah. So it is a joke if I say it's also a freedom of mine to say, "This is culture is on the background," but also a strong. Factor in society is the societal institutions like healthcare, education, environmental subjects, which are touching politics and economy, of course, much more than they are their own. All of the subjects touch other subjects.
Yeah, it's always hard to.
I mean, if you in your newspaper, I can imagine it's hard. Do I write about culture or about economy?
Uh-huh.
So it depends on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
So, and for me, it's most interesting are these subjects which you can see from different perspectives.
Okay.
But in this, and of course, the health and education was here. It was accessible, at least a little bit accessible. But Shanghai is such a wide field, so you always have possibilities to see something which is in the background of the first view.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's my darkness about, you know, you take photos about how things looks like, but how can you, I don't know, express yourself, express the meanings behind it to the audience? In what way do you make your audience know what you are talking about?
Yeah, this is, I think you touched on an important problem or an important question, because I think in the exhibition here, it is much easier for the audience to understand what is the direction of the project than if you open the website. And that's, on one hand, it's intended, because the website is it is still a database, so it is still material. So it is altogether, it should be an art project, but the art project contains a lot of material, like, I don't know, 10 or 15,000 images now. And you have this very the structure, which is also a bit slow, especially here. In Bulgaria, the net was the fastest, faster than
really?
Germany. it was quite easy to
you know,
work
we can do the technique to cross the world, we call it.
But then it's more slow.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but however, and I think it will be always parallel to do the exhibitions, because it stays an art project and it stays in the art context, so to understand really what the project is about. Still, always the exhibitions will be necessary, or the artist talk, or booklets. We also do booklets. I will show you, or maybe you saw some of the booklets downstairs.
Booklets? Yeah. Yes, I remember that.
And for the users, like a magazine, if they look for a certain picture, it's not interesting. Mm-hmm. Whether it's art, they just look for pictures. Mm-hmm. So if they Google it and they see Mushreva Mishu is here, and then I look how can I license the image, so they do it, and they are not they don't look right and left.
it's for the specific purpose. Yeah.
You know, that's why it isn't. So for them, it's not. The only problem is that we have, of course, audience which is only in internet, and therefore, I mean, I need now when I come back like 2 months for editing all the Shanghai stuff in a way that it makes more sense than now.
Okay. Yes.
Because
you need to edit.
I wanted to do as much as possible here, because taking pictures
from Shanghai, I can do only here, but editing I can do everywhere.
Okay.
And that's of course a big difference to a news agency, yeah, because they have to be ready
they
after 1 hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 1 hour it must be, sometimes
okay,
must be like it 2-5 minutes it's online.
Okay. Do you always do some exhibitions all around the world, or do some talkings? I don't know what's the word.
Artist talk.
Artist talk. Yeah. Thank you.
It is the term.
Yes, you have did it the weeks before, right?
Yeah, in the Rock Museum.
Yes.
Almost
R-I-N.
At the, genau, in the Rock Art
Museum. Yeah.
So. It was just for introduction to the project,
okay,
which was good because I think almost all of the participants, they have been there,
mm-hmm,
and therefore they became interested.
Oh.
And there we had a flyer for open call for
okay,
participation.
Okay.
One word or one sentence about the participants, which should be more at the beginning of our
okay,
that the idea why it is important or good to have participants which are I like also participants, artists and photographers, but also to have the participants which are not professionals from this area but from other areas, mm-hmm, so is that we have one architect here in the participants, so
okay,
she gave me like, I don't know, 1,000 images.
Wow.
It was a, she made the documentation of a building in Pudong.
Uh-huh.
It's a pedestrian deck.
Okay.
And it's like 1 kilometer. It's quite a long and big project in Luoyang, the center of Pudong. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
You don't know?
Maybe I will ask him.
It is, doesn't matter. So
okay,
it's in the center of Pudong, close to the Pearl Tower building.
Okay.
It's in Century Avenue, on along
uh-huh,
Century
uh-huh,
Avenue. And the first image is from the top, and you don't see anything.
Uh-huh.
And the last image is the finished building.
Uh-huh.
And part of her job was to go there and to
uh-huh,
document all the different states of the build, of the construction.
Uh-huh.
And these photos are good photos, but the aim is documentation,
mm-hmm,
and not being a photographer.
Okay.
So
yes.
And it's really hard to reduce it.
Okay.
I'm still editing it.
Okay.
But this is what I always wished to have from engineers,
uh-huh,
about construction projects, to because it's another way to perceive reality.
Uh-huh.
Just if you have to document it from a certain technical view. She showed also the connections of the metal in the concrete,
mm-hmm,
and how they did the covering of the deck, and so all the details,
okay,
which usually are not subject of photography. So. And we have one, we pay her because she lives in Cameroon. Cameroon is a very poor country,
yeah. Yeah.
And this is not so much what we need to pay. And she is going to the official official events,
uh-huh,
and she doesn't like very much the photography. she likes to work, and she always writes about the events because she wants to be writing journalist.
Yes, words.
But for us, she needs the photos, and so. But she's so direct. Her view is so direct. She's
mm-hmm,
very young, like mm-hmm, 20.
Oh.
But in Cameroon, the education is not as good as in China.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a difference between, so she has a very direct view mm-hmm. on and how the processes are, the political representation in Cameroon is very, very different from Germany and also from here.
Oh, right.
And this kind of photos you cannot see anywhere.
Oh.
Because this directness mm-hmm. plus the official view. It never met. Usually you have official views with official photographers mm-hmm. who do it uh-huh. like they do, uh-huh. or you have a private and direct photography, but it's about parties and festivals
yes.
and so on.
Yeah.
But you never have this combination.
Aww.
And that's why I think it's very important for our project to have the people who are non-professionals
okay.
or just from other professions who join in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also maybe a part of the answer to why not Flickr, because if we would she would have an account in Flickr, it would just disappear under the mass of images.
Yes,
you wouldn't find it. So, but now back to your last question, sorry.
Okay.
Because this was
the...
What was the last question?
I'm not sure either. And how do you... can you put the name of the...
Of her?
Yes. Of the girl?
Mm-hmm.
And I can search it on your website.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it's Nyaunga, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
It's the second name and Patricia is the first name.
Okay. So that makes you so different from other artists, right? I mean, you focus on the more rational way, more sensitive way.
No, I mean many artists I think are sensitive. I wouldn't reclaim it for myself only.
Okay.
Of course I do my best in
okay.
this. And in Germany or in Europe there is quite a big movement of artists who work, who don't produce works to hang on the wall or to install or to not only like performance, but to just work in the social areas.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's even no product, only the documentation. Because their thinking is about what is happening if people do something,
mm-hmm.
What is happening in action, if they act, so if artists themselves make people from the outside world doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not exactly what I do because I love image.
Mm-hmm.
For them, image is not interesting.
Mm.
But for me, image is interesting. Image, the aesthetic aspect is very important for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I am not completely in this movement.
Okay.
But to work with participants, this is how their practice
okay.
also. So I'm not unique in this way of practicing with outside world people.
also in China exists, but in Germany it's almost a fashion. And here it's not a fashion.
You mean the fashion not to do the exact material thing.
Do something with people and
maybe with the social works.
Yeah. I have some friends who worked for years with the gypsies in Serbia. One was Serbian and one was German. And they did projects with the Serbian gypsies. But this is only one example, and they were highly political because it is a kind of a scandal what's going on with them. Mm-hmm. But it's sometimes not so political, but I think I don't need to speak about this, it's too, but I just wanted to say that I'm not unique with this approach.
Of artists in China, they are still on the top of the minorities.
Yes,
it's not a fashion, but there is.
It exists. And I think it's very, very. It makes a lot of sense. Everything which becomes a fashion becomes a question.
Doubtful. You need to question the fashion, right?
Yeah, because then it's people don't know anymore what they are doing. Some people don't know because they just do because it's fashionable. But it's always the same with fashion. This is the way. I mean, you are coming from economy, so you know about these processes
of
how things are started and when they go into the commercial
sphere. It's kind of proceed.
So all the gentrification is also in this this kind of development. Or in the 70s in Germany, or I think all over the world, we had the advertising industry. They looked very closely to art, and then they started to take in the processes, thinking processes of artists. But they did it better, so in their way, better than artists.
Okay.
So it's always this. This way how things develop in society.
Yes.
I think
it's natural.
Yeah,
it's natural growth. Yeah. Can you put some examples? Can you give me examples interesting that interests you during the projects in Shanghai?
You mean the sites where we have been?
I mean the photographs and the peoples.
How many you like? Because four
maybe,
or less?
I don't know. Maybe you mentioned one first time. I will check it later.
So I mean, from the participants, I have immediately in my mind two of them. But
no, I don't mean the participants. I mean the people that you photoed or you. I know.
What the participants do. I can decide immediately, but about mine, I didn't really think about mine.
You don't need to take it too seriously. Just an interesting one. Hilarious, funny. That's all. Okay.
There's one, but it's not online already because we are still in the process of discussion. That's why it's not good to publish it.
Okay.
So I like very much two series, which both are not mine.
Okay. Okay.
So they are both from wedding. So we have altogether four weddings.
Wow.
At the beginning, I thought Shanghai is only wedding and craft. And I told them it's Shanghai only wedding and craft.
The city of wedding and craft.
But then it became wider. So there's one wedding which is from the professional wedding photography, but we went to all the photos, like 3,000 different photos, and we tried to make another selection. So we used the normal material and we tried to give another image. And this was really interesting for me. And the other one is a wedding, but you don't see the couple.
Why?
Because she was concentrated on backstage. So she was in the kitchen. And I thought she gave me all the images. It was like 100 something. And I saw the numbers. And they were all, there were almost none, which was not good. And she was so into this situation. She was really, she didn't like the spoil of that people who make the big marriage, they are forced to invite many, like 800 people were invited in this marriage, and they give all what they have for it.
Okay.
And it's kind of a social pressure to do it. And then they have to bring so much food, nobody can eat it. And at the end, they throw away, almost all of the food.
Okay.
And that's what she was criticizing. But on the other end, she was, the photos are very empathetic on the people who work there. So there are like 30 people working in the kitchen. And with the rubber boots and wearing rough and they on the stools and they doing peel all this vegetable and it's a very rough situation. and she has, on one hand side, she has this strong passion on that she doesn't like the spoil. On the other hand, she has a strong compassion for the people. And I like this intensity very much.
Okay.
And it's accessible for everyone. You don't need a press card, you don't need nothing. It just, sometimes you know somebody who marries and you need to ask.
Yes.
And if they say yes, you can do it.
Yeah.
So this is also good about it.
Okay. Yes. And where have you yourself been? Yeah. I mean, it's not, maybe it cannot be your works.
What I really, was really interesting for me was the, I was in a, it was
the skyscraper of the Lujiazui.
No, I wasn't.
I
haven't been there because I thought this is the only image of Shanghai everybody knows, so it's not necessary.
Maybe you can take another different photos of it.
Yeah, the same architect, she's also some from the roof of the financial center. But I didn't see it yet.
Okay.
Still on the
Yeah.
On a hard drive. What I like, it was also in Pudong. It's from the city government, I think. It's called the Human Resources Development Service. In Germany, it's called the Job Center. In English. Yes, English too.
I don't know it.
But it's a very, very different from Germany. So here in this office, we need to find out the exact.
Okay.
It's www.Pudong.
The government? You mean the government buildings?
I have it. I need to look for it because I don't have it exactly in my mind.
Okay.
But it's the. So it's an agency, governmental agency, to connect the companies who look for people, for employees,
okay,
and the people who are looking for jobs.
Yeah. I know it.
And they, I think it's every day, they have to from 9 to 12, or they have a certain time when the representatives of the companies, they come to this building. And they sit in a little booth.
Yes. Oh, I know. It's kind of conference. It's kind of expo, right?
It's like a
the
fair.
Marketing.
Yeah,
it's marketing.
A market.
Yeah, market, right?
Yeah. They have the booth.
Yes.
And there is a screen. The booth is very not decorated like in the usual fair. Sometimes they have a poster, but usually they have just the screen which is prepared by the office.
Uh-huh.
And it says what this company offers and what they look, who they are looking for. And all the young people, almost.
The graduates?
All the people are not about your age, but not older.
Okay, I'm new graduates, right?
Well, yeah, or maybe I heard that the people change job very often, so
okay,
maybe they go also later.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I heard nobody works longer than 1 year in one company.
About there? In there?
This is not what I heard generally.
No, actually. Maybe, yes, there is quite a lot of people do that, but at least mine. At least not mine. Yeah.
I cannot imagine. I would drive crazy as a, if I would be the company and if I would be the employee to change all the time.
Every year you need to change it.
Yeah, because it's so. However.
Okay.
But this. And so then there were some of the company represents who were workless.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted.
Uh-huh. And they just sit there.
Yeah, and waited.
Yeah.
And but they also they agreed. If I asked them, can I take pictures? And they agreed. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Almost all. Some didn't, but then I did not. I just asked somebody else. And then they had the the interviews right away.
Yes.
I don't know exactly how it works because I couldn't ask. if they, because on the second floor there was another office.
Uh-huh.
It looked like as kind of a registration.
Uh-huh.
Or if somebody is interested in someone to connect them. I don't know what is happening on the first floor.
Okay.
But this is a very interesting site because in Germany it's completely different.
Why?
There are not so many companies looking for people.
Uh-huh. And there's also so many employees who wanted another new job.
Yeah, so if you would have it like this, you would have like 10 representatives from companies and 1,000 people who are without work since 2 or 10 years, and they are already like this, very devout, very frustrated.
Okay. Oh, it's so different.
That's why it was especially interesting
okay,
for me,
okay,
because it's a completely different situation.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It has maybe many aspects, but so this was, and if I give photos for the whole project, I always give one of this situation and one from the real factory.
Okay.
Because I think the power of China to export the products to all the world is very, very important.
Yes.
In fact.
But how do you know that place, that market?
People
tell you or you find it?
It is always a combination because in the German newspaper or magazine, I saw a photo of a this job fair in the countryside.
Uh-huh.
And I told someone, and I said, oh, in the countryside there are these job fairs, it would be really interesting. Uh-huh. And then the assistant said, this exists also in the city. And then he researched and he gave me the address and the date. So this is always, you have to know something and then they know.
Yeah, or and it's combined.
And we went to Gaokao.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so of course, you cannot go to Gaokao, only in front of the school.
Yeah.
But two participants went to the school one day before,
uh-huh.
to their old, where they went to some years ago.
Uh-huh.
So they still knew some teachers, and so they could ask, they could go in and ask for whether they can do it.
Okay.
So they did the preparation of Gaokao.
Uh-huh.
We're so tired.
That's how we survived.
the kids were so tired. This was
yeah. It's so competitive.
Yeah. This was really, for German eyes, it was unbelievable.
Mm. I mean, after all of this, or before that, did you ever do some the background checking or research about the social problems here, or the main construct of the social forces, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so I mean the 2 months were so short.
Okay.
So of course the only thing Germans know when they come usually know is all the subject of the migrant workers.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to get into it, but somehow, without language, it's not so, you're not so successful. You can go to the workers and say, hello, may I take a picture? And then they say yes or no.
Okay.
Usually you don't get into where they live, but at least I made it in Chongqing.
Okay.
But it wasn't very deep. And I could ask my translator, these tools are your tools? I said, yes, they are. So this is interesting that they bring their own tools for the work.
Oh.
But I think it needs just more time. And all the development, I was asking a lot about the development, how it works with the compensation and but it's just that we can say we started with this whole process, because it's so complex, the politics of development, and I didn't know how far I can go because of the restrictions. So if there would be one participant who would really go into, I would be loving it, but the participants were not so interested in which was, yeah, so that's also means that we didn't have any problems because we were really harmless. Yeah, it's our project,
yes,
it was very harmless,
yeah,
so
yeah,
the state has no reason to be afraid about us.
Maybe you can go deeper back in your country, right?
Yes, but yeah, or maybe I come again.
Yeah, welcome.
I
think you should go to Beijing. That's another hotspot.
Yeah.
Of all these Chinese talking.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think if you are a foreigner and just to peek your finger into the bad, the things which are bad,
mm-hmm.
it's not so okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'm in Germany, I should do it.
Okay.
I should point my finger to the bad, working very bad in the society.
It's kind of like you have the rights to to challenge the authority, right?
Yeah, because it's my country.
Yes,
it's my responsibility,
yes,
in a way.
Yes, your responsibility.
But it's not my responsibility to go to another country and say what you do here is very bad for them.
That's America.
because this is not America. I think this is not okay because I don't speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about the
contexts,
and it's always easy to say this. It's very bad, and maybe it is bad, but people know it. They don't need me. So I think if I would do something about, I would need some special aspect, which is a bit beyond the blaming,
okay,
or maybe completely beyond blaming.
Hmm. Okay, and about your project, so how long have you done it?
So my own photography I do since, this kind of photography I do since 2008 or 9 it really started. But parallel, I do always different installation, exhibitions.
Yes, you used to do installation for my work.
And
a
long time ago,
that?
Film. Yes, I do that.
Okay.
But I try to, I don't want to be only the agency worker. because I love space.
Okay.
And usually the exhibitions, also in context with the agency, they are more, have more spatial aspects than this one.
Uh-huh.
Because this one was just a presentation of the result of the time here,
yes.
not meant as a real exhibition.
Yes.
So what was the question?
And you used to do the installations?
Yeah.
And so you like the space? Oh,
yeah.
That's why you like some sculpture thing.
Yeah, that's also this.
Yeah.
And before I did film, but it's more than 10 years ago now.
The short films or the real film? The real art.
Short films and documentary.
Oh, documentary. Yes, it's all connected.
Yes, always.
But seeing that, it's all have some. Some clues,
you
factors.
Always return to.
Yeah.
So this political photography originates in 30 years ago when after school I met a filmmaker.
Uh-huh.
He was very influential to me.
Oh.
And he was in the middle of the editing of an official state's visit from the American president in Germany.
Oh,
so
nice.
It is, and when I started with this, after a while I recognized, now I am really connected to the first moment of my starting to get out of my hometown.
So
of course it's different, but it's connected.
Mm-hmm.
Another question, which
I don't have any questions. Yeah, enough for now. Just a little bit talking.
You can write 10 pages.
Yes. And where are you from?
I'm born in Cologne. I'm born in Cologne.
Cologne.
This
Cologne.
Is in West Germany.
Oh yes, the big
cathedral.
Yeah.
It reminds me to this, the booklets. You can have some if you like.